Welcome to Break Time U, where we turn break time into learning time. Join us as we chat with business and lifestyle leaders as they share their essential strategies to help you succeed at work and in life. And this segment is sponsored by Liquid Death. Murder your thirst. Text WATER to 833-410-0524 and be entered to win Liquid Death swag.
Your fitness routine could be wrong for you, but don't worry. We're here to explain exactly what we mean. My name is Rob Puncher. It's the Break Time U podcast with Earn It All. Today, the CEO of that company, Justin Cross, is joining us. And Justin, why could it be that my fitness routine isn't the most beneficial for me?
Rob, most people are going to the gym because they want to look a certain way. So they are lifting and doing things on their program or the routine or whatever, wherever they pick that up from, because they want to look another way. They want to either put muscle on or they want to lose fat. And that's pretty much the two categories of people. But they're not training for this key word to be capable. So I've been training my entire life because I wanted to look a certain way. I wanted to have more muscle on because I was always the tall, skinny kid and I didn't like that. I wanted to be a bigger guy. So I was always training to look a certain way. But I realized once I started training for capability with our head coach, Adam, that I was actually feeling a lot better. I was starting to like kind of fortify my body, my core, because I wasn't focused on arm day, back day, chest day, leg day. I was working more on things like carrying weight, push, pull, legs. I was doing more exercises that my body was adapting to that carried over like to home, to lifting and playing with my kids and stuff like that.
So Justin, is that how we define capability? Is it what our bodies are meant to do?
I mean, I think so, right? I mean, it's great to look a certain way, but like in the end, like we all just want to be capable. We want to be able to run and play with kids or join, you know, play in a sports league or just live a long life that's, you know, less achy, you know, that where we have bodies that are just more in tune because we're machines. So I like to train now for capability, looking at my body and all the different planes of motion that my body can train in. Because when I do that, I do feel like I'm more fortified and I'm not going to just throw my back out because I decided to pet the dog or, you know, getting stuff out of the attic for, you know, Christmas lights or something. Like there's a lot of weird stuff we do. Even like think about lifting a TV. How many times you had to lift a piece of furniture or your TV in your house and you're like, oh, this isn't heavy, but it hurts. It's weird, you know, because most of the time we're in the gym, we're lifting things in a very strict motion. Like think of a deadlift. We're usually on a deadlift platform. We have specific shoes on or no shoes. You know, we have a bar with very even weight and we're counting down the time to when we're going to lift. We're breathing a certain way. It's extremely controlled, but we don't lift anything else like that outside of the gym, right? How often do you set yourself up like that to go pick up your kid or to go pick up that big bag of dog food you got at Costco? Mm-hmm. You don't. It's a weird thing. You just bend down and you pick it up. So when you train the way I like to train now, it involves a lot of different things like carrying and twisting and jumping and doing these things, climbing sometimes. It involves these things that help me to do more practical things in life.
I'll give you a perfect example because yeah. I too am on a Coach Adam Nail program, a capability training program, and he has me doing farmer's carry. So I take two kettlebells, one in each hand,
right,
and I walk 25 yards with them. Right. So I'm at the point now I could do the 88s in each hand, the biggest kettlebells that I can find, and I'm like walking through the gym and I'm struggling. I was in my backyard after doing this for a month and a half, and I had to move something from one side of the yard to the next, and it was so much easier than it was prior to me doing these capability exercises. That's why I love where you're going, Justin, is those things around the house, picking things up that are heavy to put in your attic, moving your Christmas decorations around,
right?
Because it's really how our body is designed to be used, right? It's intelligent design is to be able to make our lives easier. So when it comes for you, what have you noticed about the difference from training for the vanity sense versus now I can play with my daughter much easier?
The funny thing is when I was training to look a certain way, I was pretty much able to achieve that. But when I started to train for capability, I still got the looks that I wanted. But I always say that I feel like I'm wrapping myself in armor, specifically like my core, my hips, my leg, my typical problem issues. Like I'll pretty much tell you, I always have a sore back or a bad back, quote unquote, the bad back, right? But when I'm in the middle, especially of a solid capability training routine, we are doing things in there that are utilizing my core in a certain way to where it is not getting injured. I don't wake up sore. So I'm able to get the looks, but then I'm also able to be tossing my five-year-old in the air. I'm able to do anything that my wife needs me to do around the house. And I just feel like overall, I'm just more bulletproof. I'm just more set up to do that. And I don't have to worry about, oh man, I bent over a weird way and now I'm down on the count for the rest of the weekend.
I almost feel just in that. If I were to describe that feeling, because I think you're so right about feeling better.
Yeah.
It's almost as if you don't notice it until you notice it.
Right.
I just feel like my body's working better internally and externally. So what I can do, what I'm now capable of, but also it just seems that my stomach is more in line. It's less likely to be irritated or bloated.
Right.
I move more efficiently and easier. And that's why you put in the work, which is why we say earn it all, right? It's you do the step by step to create the life, and in this case, the body that you want.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about when you're going through a regular routine, chest day, arm day, back day, leg day, probably almost always sore, and you're concerned about, oh, I can't do shoulders today because I did chest yesterday, and I don't know if I can run today because I have to do leg day tomorrow. And you're like, it's like, well, wait a minute, why are we treating our body so just chopped up like this? Like, we're a machine. We have to always be able to move, to pick stuff up, to carry, to get from point A to point B and bring stuff with us from point A to point B and beyond. So when we train for capabilities, we're still going to the gym. One of the funny things about it, though, is you probably don't have to train as much, because if you're not a bodybuilder going on stage and if you're not worried about like having your shoulder width be in proportion to your calves because you have an actual judge like giving you a scorecard, you know, as a bodybuilder, it's like you shouldn't be training like a bodybuilder. And those regular splits of back day, chest day, arm day, all that kind of stuff, that's like kind of old school, like how a bodybuilder would train, because they need to have those proportions. Like they're very tuned in. They're trying to add clay in very specific places. Most people will never get on stage. 99.999% of people are never going on stage. So why would we train like them? Why don't we train like just humans who want to be pain-free and want to be able to move and live a long time and have good movement in our whole lives? That's how I think most people should train. And then lo and behold, you're still going to look the way you want to.
And that's exactly why at Earn It All, we recommend capability training. And this is the point of the Break Time University podcast, is to give you information that you can use on your breaks to learn a little bit more. And if you want to continue that learning, please reach out to us at Earn It All. EarnItAll.com is here for you, as well as at We Earn It All on Instagram. You can shoot us a DM with any questions you have, and we'll get those answered for you. Justin Cross, CEO of Earn It All, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for making Break Time You a part of your day. Hit subscribe for more bite-sized wisdom and keep cultivating a stronger you. This segment is sponsored by Liquid Death. Murder your thirst. And don't forget to text WATER to 833-410-0524 and be entered to win Liquid Death swag.